What's up, guys? It's your boy Rug Grizzly here, and Chaotic Savage the Gamer, and this is episode 8.
Episode 8.
Goddamn! Do me a favor.
What's that?
Cue the intro.
Episode 8, let's get it!
Damn.
Episode 8, yo. Did you think we would make it to episode 8?
Hell no. I didn't even think we'll make it past 1 to keep it a bean.
Bro, 1 was just like, alright, let's do a podcast. Mm-hmm. And now we're on episode 8, bro.
Big facts.
Bruh. Alright, guys. So this is episode 8. We got some topics that we could not wait to talk about. We're going to get into some Phase 4 talk with Marvel, and we're going to also get into all the stuff we can scoop out of that PlayStation 5 stuff. So sit tight. This one is going to be a long one.
Get some popcorn, get some chips.
It's going to be a lot of stuff that we put into this episode, so we hope you guys enjoy. You guys know that we always got our guy, King. He is away right now. He wants to tell you guys he missed you guys. He said, yo, for King, we're gonna say this beautiful podcast, man. Don't nobody say beautiful like my man King.
Facts. Capital
beautiful
P.
Podcast. But he know he miss you beautiful supporters, and we know that you guys gonna support him no matter what. So while he's away, make sure you guys put a bunch of love down in the chat. Tell him you miss him. Tell him to get his
beautiful
ass
self
back here. Beautiful self. All right, so let's talk about the PS5.
All right.
So from what we got leaked, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? And for you guys that's watching on YouTube or anything like that, you guys will see the same thing that we see right now on your screen right now. This visual of the PS5, what do you guys think about it? We want you guys to leave it in the comment section. But Rel, what do you think about this this leaked image of the PS5?
So just off rip, it looks like PS4 got a haircut, and then it went to like some kind of like extraterrestrial outer space type GameCube type, and stuck a V on there. Probably went to like a Star Trek convention, maybe.
So I hear that the V is really like, well, you know, like Roman numeral 5, a V.
Okay.
So I hear like they might have put that in there just for like, you know, like just like some small gigas, like cool things, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, like not even that. Just like it's just a V in it. They could have made the whole PlayStation a V, you know, PlayStation 5, just made the whole joint a V. But they choose to make it like this.
I'm hoping it doesn't look like this to keep it 100. I would want it to look like something else. Like,
you don't like that? So, like,
I mean,
if you could describe it, what would you want it to look like?
Like, all right, you know how the PlayStation 4 Pro looks, right? Like, with the 3 tiers and shit.
Right.
Like, I think if they can go off that design, I mean, even though people hate that design too, but, like, I feel like that's a little better, and, like, maybe they could, like, go off that 3-tier design. Maybe instead of 3 tiers, they can make it 5 tiers. You know what I'm saying? Maybe extra fan or two, just little things like that. That's what I think.
I mean, the little fan or two, they said that this thing is supposed to be running like tip-top shape. Really? I'm talking like the PS5 is supposed to put legit PCs, like they're supposed to be on the same tier as these like super computers that you could game on, like legit Alienware gaming PCs. PS5, same stature. Man, if this is the case, I'm blown away, bro.
Yeah.
I am blown away that they can make a PS5 on the same level as a gaming PC. Now, like we said, we don't know if it's true. Don't go quoting us, going back to Reddit, like A. Scott said. All we saying is what we see that what is leaked, which is what you see on your screen. We got specs, the specs, these specs that they show on that's on your screen. Now, we could read these specs out to you, but we don't know what the fuck they mean. Neither do you. And so, like, we ain't reading that shit. All we know is that if the graphics card is gonna be better.
Big
We know
facts.
that it's supposed to run stronger. We know that it's supposed to just,
Be better.
it's supposed to be next gen future. Now, I feel like with this Google Stadia stuff, Google, I don't know if you heard of Google Stadia, Rail, but Google
No.
Stadia, all right, so Google has dropped basically like a streaming service. I don't know if it's, I guess it's a streaming
There we
service
go
where
again, another streaming service.
basically they got a controller, but you can play real life games on your phone. Like you could play Destiny 2 on your phone. You can like get a controller and legit play Destiny 2, and then you don't have no installation time, no install time, no, like it's supposed to not be lagging, no crazy. You can play any game anywhere you are, whether you on your tablet, if you on the shittiest laptop you ever had, if you like, like, yeah. So this is a legit thing where Google Stadia, I guess Google is trying to get into this world we call gaming, where they trying to make some money off of that too. But
That's a whole nother topic for a whole nother
that's a
day.
whole nother topic. We're gonna push that to the side.
Bro, my bad.
No, go ahead, go ahead.
On Twitter, I was just reading that the PlayStation 5 is supposedly supposed to have up to 50 times more graphics than the PlayStation Pro. So the PlayStation Pro renders out to 4K. So what the hell are they gonna render out to? 8K, 12K? Like, damn.
8K is a thing, bro. 8K
Yeah.
is a thing. So like if it could render out in 8K, bro, it is a PC at that point. Fuck 60 frames per second. You know what I
Right?
mean?
It's gonna
Fuck
break
all
the
that.
goddamn
It
frame.
legit is about to break frames in this motherfucker. But like my whole thing, bro, I'm scared with this PS5 with the pricing. You know? Like I
Pay my
don't want to
rent
pay $1,000 for a
or buy a
console.
PlayStation? Buy some groceries or buy my PlayStation?
Pay my rent or buy my PlayStation. You feel me? I don't
Literally.
want it to get that deep. Oh, is would you pay $700 for the PS5? Is $700 worth paying? Is anywhere from $399 to, let's say, $700. It could be anywhere from there.
I'm not gonna lie to you. Unfortunately, I'm gonna have to say yes because I remember the first PS3 when I dropped it. I'm talking about the OG PS3. You know what I'm talking about? The ones that didn't have Wi-Fi. Yeah, when you had to plug in the LAN cable to the back of your drum. But anyway, that's
Speak up a
besides the
little
point.
bit.
I said I'm talking about the PS3 when like it had no Wi-Fi, the 80 GB drum. But yeah, I'm gonna buy it, bro. I'm gonna find a way to like to collect 300 to 700 bucks if I gotta stand outside and go in people's garbage cans and get bottles to get them coins. I'ma get my coins. All right? I'ma get my coins. And I'ma buy
You
that
gonna buy
PlayStation.
that PlayStation?
Now I'm gonna turn
So
it
what
back
is
to
this?
you. Can
Okay.
you see yourself putting out 700 beans for that PlayStation?
So I'm gonna give you an honest answer. I have a daughter.
Yeah.
Of course I'm gonna put out seven motherfucking $100 to go get that PlayStation. Of course I'm gonna do it. I'm a gamer.
Big
It's in
facts.
my fucking
Big
blood.
facts. Big
It's
facts. Big
in
facts.
my blood. If I don't do that, then what is Chaotic Savage? Who is
Exactly.
Chaotic Savage?
Who's
Like,
Ralph
why are
Ripley?
you here, buddy? You playing
Exactly.
on a PS4 Pro? Get him out the lobby. You know what I
Literally.
mean? Can't do that. I gotta be hip with the time, so if that means 700, yeah, it's gonna be a hole in the pocket, but hey,
Hey.
I gotta pay that.
go right to the cleaners, get that shit sewed up. You good to go.
Shit, 700. What's that? An iPhone X Max?
Oh, buddy. We're gonna do that on air. You betty.
Shit. So with all this coming out with the PlayStation 5, does that mean Xbox is done?
Yeah. Probably, maybe.
Microsoft is out of here. They done did it. They done goof.
Big goof.
This is a lesson learned, Xbox users. You don't fuck with Sony.
Sure don't. Right?
Or they get you the fuck out of here. Because they done built some shit. And, I mean, from leaked dates, supposedly, it's supposed to drop in November.
Yeah.
So,
like mid-November.
Supposedly, if it drops in November, Xbox will cease to exist. Mm. And that's my thought on that. I don't think that Xbox is going to be able to compete with PC and PlayStation.
No.
On that higher level, because everybody wants to be a pro gamer now. Mm-hmm. People go and spend thousands on PCs. If they got to pay $1,000 for this PlayStation.
When was the last time you heard somebody in the gaming world talk about, oh, I just copped an Xbox? Never.
Never. That's why they still on one.
Mm-hmm. Now it's called the 1S because it's better. Yeah.
Oh, they did drop a console? Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry Xbox to hear that.
1S. Yep.
Still trash.
Yep.
Not worth it. My final thoughts on that is if this PlayStation drop and this ridiculously like blow out the water like next generation type console, Xbox is done. I can't see him coming back. You gotta call this one, like he's not even breathing at this point.
Just no CPR, just go ahead.
You gotta pull the plug on this,
wrap him up, that's it.
This is what's gonna happen. I feel like Google is going to sign with Xbox, and then they're going to name it Google Stadia. and then we'll still have three generation consoles. It's just Google Stadia. You can play anywhere. So that's it for that. What do you think? Xbox, PlayStation, is it going to be able to compete with the PS5?
No. It's not even competing with the current PS4. So, no. They're going,
and you're not being biased because you play PS4.
Not at all. I'm just looking at sales numbers per se. PS4 sold way more than Xbox in the first year of the PS4 and Xbox. Should even go back to the Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3. PlayStation 3 sold way more units than the Xbox 360. So what we need to do. It's put all them Xboxes in the fucking box and ship them shits right back to fucking Microsoft and say thank you, but no thank you. And those are my thoughts on that.
This was trash. Thank you, but no thank you. This was trash. Alright. Well, moving on to our next topic. Rel Grizzly, you know we gotta talk about Marvel, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know we got to talk about Marvel. So you just seen Spider-Man 2.
What?
No. Spider-Man 2.
No.
Spider-Man.
Far From Home,
what's
bro.
What's it? Far From Home.
Yes.
But
yes.
You know what I meant. You
yeah, of course I did. No, I didn't.
Shit, it's like Spider-Man 69. But tell me.
Uh-huh.
What did you think about the movie? What did you think about
the Spider-Man? The movie Spider-Man Far From Home was fucking epic. I almost cried at the end, but it was fucking dope, bro. It was fucking dope. Fucking Spider-Man is the OG. I don't want to give any spoilers, but like if you haven't seen it by now, you're just sleeping on rocks, but I'm going to just give a little spoiler at the end of the movie. The character Beck is an asshole. Just throwing it out there. Character Beck is an asshole.
Just throwing it out there.
Throwing it out there. From a scale of 1 to 10, I give it like a 9.2. And yeah, Phase 4 is going to be fucking great. Phase 4. Great.
So what movies in Phase 4? I mean, so we've talked about Phase 4 before.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to talk about what movies in Phase
Specifically?
4 specifically that we can't wait to see, and what movies in Phase 4 are we more like, eh, fuck, like if it drop, it drop. I won't go see it that day. I'll just go see it 3 weeks later.
Mm-hmm.
So out of Marvel Phase 4, now I want you to run down the Marvel list for the people. Matter of fact, you don't even have to run it down.
Okay.
Right now. So, what movies do you... Let's start with what movies do you want to see out of this Marvel Phase 4 lineup?
So, I'll give you my top three. So, not in any particular order, but it would be the Falcon and the Winter Soldier. It would be Thor, Love and Thunder, and it will be Blade. Those are
okay.
My top three.
So why those three?
Well, shout out to my OG friend Blade. I remember watching that as a child, traumatized the hell out of me. But that's not important. Blade needs some respect, you know. Like, it's about time people put respect on Blade's name, you know.
Nah, man, you ain't put no respect on his name when I told you Blade
listen,
kicked Black
listen,
Panther
listen,
ass, bro.
Listen, listen, listen.
I remember that. What was that, episode 3?
Listen.
Episode 3?
I still rep my Wakanda brothers and sisters, okay? So, but I still support
Wakanda the culture. Wakanda forever?
I still support the culture, you know. I still support the culture. So, Blade needs a fucking movie. He hasn't had a movie in 15 fucking years. So, he needs to come out of the Shadow Realm, and he needs a movie like yesterday. But they said Phase 4, so he'll be in the Phase 4 movie. And I can't wait for that motherfucker to drop some motherfuckers with a sword. And that'll be it. Yeah,
but they don't even have a release date for
listen,
Blade, though.
It's okay. We don't need a release date right now. We just
but
know.
Technically,
we just
we
know
don't
that
even
he's
know
coming.
If they're gonna drop it.
Listen. Marvel don't lie, bro. If they said it's confirmed, it's confirmed. It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. Okay. Just be patient.
Okay.
Be
I mean, they also blew a lot of smoke up people's ass.
Yes.
Like saying it was characters in the movie that was just not in the movie.
Listen.
You know, Noah. Like,
listen,
come on, Marvel.
Listen. If you feel that way, then fucking Luke Cage should have been in the movie. But
I don't think Luke Cage deserved a
what?
Movie.
Wait, what? Wait, what?
We already had a Hulk.
Oh my
and
God.
No cap. I love my mom. My, I mean, that's
listen,
my people.
Listen,
but we already
bro.
Had a Hulk.
Harlem Nights.
What are we
going
to do
oh
with a
my,
Luke Cage movie?
Bro, what? Luke Cage is the GOAT, bro. Put some respect on his name, bro. The King of Harlem. Put some respect.
And I just don't think Luke Cage deserved a movie. I'm not like. He. The Netflix. It flopped, okay? It flopped to me. Luke Cage Netflix flopped to me, bro. I don't think Luke Cage deserves a movie. That's just me.
You're entitled to your opinion, so I'm not going to be mad at you, but...
If you guys think Luke Cage deserved to be in Marvel Phase 4, let us know in the comments below.
Please do.
And we read all our comments.
Literally.
Trust and believe.
So what is your top three movies you're looking for in Phase 4 and why?
So, this is what I'm going to tell you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I can't have just three movies.
Oh, well.
Not in this Marvel Phase 4.
Ooh.
It is way too many movies for me to just have three.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to tell you the ones that I'm happy for. I'm happy for... And it's not in no particular order. I definitely want to see Hawkeye.
Okay.
Definitely want to see the Black Widow.
Okay.
Definitely want to see Blade. Definitely want to see Loki. Definitely want to see WandaVision. Definitely want to see Shang-Chi. I definitely want to see Blade. Definitely. I definitely want to see Loki. And that's about it. But, like, the movie What If really has me intrigued. Summer of 2021. Now, I gotta wait way too long for What If.
Yeah.
Like, what if I walk down there and kick your ass? Why the hell do I gotta wait till 2021 to see What If? It's like, what if, bro? Like, what if Thanos just snapped everybody away and they never came back?
Right.
What if at the end of Endgame, when they had that big battle, Thanos won again? What
What
if
if
Thanos
Thanos
never
had like a
came?
son? Oh.
Like, yeah, what if? Well, we know he got a daughter.
Yeah, exactly. But like, what if I just am like step kid on another planet? Never mind.
And it's who could they bring that's stronger than Thanos? What if the DC Universe clash
With
with
Marvel.
Marvel?
Oh
What
shit.
if?
What the
What
fuck?
if, bro? What
Wow.
if? What if?
What if we could actually have a good Batman? Oh shit, did I say that?
Damn, we ain't gonna get into that. We're talking Marvel. But what if?
Facts.
What if? Now, I'm super hyped for that, John. And you know I'm super hyped for Blade. But
Big
I really
facts.
can't wait for all these movies. That's not the only one. It's the internals, but it's like. Guardians of the Galaxy, I guess.
Extra,
Maybe.
whatever, for the
I
kids,
guess.
for the kids,
And
for
I
the
feel like,
culture,
why do Loki and Thor get separate movies?
right?
Like,
Like,
who the
and
fuck?
they
Like.
family, hold up, wait, and they family, and they brothers, so like, I'm a lot of screen time for two different people, same
Like,
last name,
yay.
they in the
But,
same
like, how
house,
would a Loki movie even be good? He was a
right?
sucked animator from Iceland.
Big
I
facts,
gotta edit that part out. Shit, I said
yeah,
it twice.
well,
But,
sure.
yeah, like. I don't think Loki and Thor should have two separate
Separate movies,
movies.
nah.
But
In the same
if
house.
Thor is in the Loki movie and Loki is in the Thor movie, you got
I'm
some
gonna say,
suckers
what's the
for that.
point?
That's some suckers for that. Doctor Strange movie, that's what I'm gonna be lit to. But
Facts.
I really can't say like what top three or anything like that. I want to see them all. I'm a
Okay.
big Marvel fan. I got the biggest Marvel poster in my gaming room. It's just that's just how it is. So, like, I just can't wait, bro.
If we get 5 likes on this video, Chaotic Savage the Gamer is going to put up his poster in the next podcast. No cap. No cap.
Five likes.
5 likes. 5 likes. 5 likes, 5 clips. Something. Something.
Give
Yeah.
me 5 likes.
Okay.
Give me 5 likes. We get 5 likes off the regular. Give me 30. You want to see
Okay.
the inside of my gaming room? Give me 30.
30. Okay. You heard it here first. 30. 30. 30 for 30.
But what if?
What
What do you think is going to compete with Marvel this year?
DC better drop something. That's all I know. That's all I know.
Man, it's nothing for them to drop.
I heard something about a fucking what do you call it? Aquaman 2, but
Aquaman was probably the best movie to drop out of that whole DC June. But even though The Flash didn't drop yet, I don't
Yeah,
even know if
that's
The Flash
true.
is going to drop. But, yeah, I mean, shit, The Flash did better on Netflix than it did on fucking. I mean, like, than Luke Cage.
Wow, we're
Like,
gonna
if I
get
had
back
to
to that
compare
again?
shows, Luke Cage to Arrow, Arrow, Luke Cage to Flash, Flash, Luke Cage to any of that shit, Luke Cage just didn't blow up to me. I just didn't like Luke Cage. Not that I don't like Luke Cage, but I just feel like he's just Hulk. He's basically Hulk.
He's black.
He's a black Hulk. My bad.
Yes.
I'm not saying it was ass. I'm just saying it was a booty. You know,
What?
it's a difference.
Huh?
It's a difference.
I don't care, bro. It's for the culture, bro. Anyway, I just think like DC needs to hurry up. Like they're just on their last leg right now. DC or Marvel, put it down in the comments. Yeah.
I doubt there's ever going to be a DC fan out here. Although
Nah.
Feast, for some reason, he's a DC fan only
Really?
because Batman don't have superpowers. I
Oh.
said, but he's rich. That's a superpower. Like, legit.
He's a
And
billionaire.
these dates suck. Like 2020, 2020,
Bro,
2021,
who has time to wait
2020,
for that, bro?
2021. Like, come on, bro.
I'm about to hit up Dr. Chen, but yo, my guy, put me in like 2 years from now, dead ass.
And for real, the Black Panther ain't even on here, and
Right? Like, that's
that drops in
disrespectful.
what's that, May? It drops May of 2022. But maybe that's like a
Phase
phase
five.
five.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's phase five. What if Blade's phase five? That's crazy. What if Blade and Black Panther drop in February?
Right? Wow. What if they battle out low key just for like, rights or whatever? Damn.
But like, if they did that in Black History Month, it'd be a problem. We'd probably
Yeah.
start a riot. Don't
Yeah,
do that.
we
Don't you do
definitely
that in Black History Month.
would. With both them
For
opportunities,
real.
no cap. With millions of no, don't do that.
But moving on, shout out to the Ace Gods.
It's God's gaming.
Ace Gods Gaming. Follow us on everything.
So, a little update with the Ace Gods. A lot of the team members just received their official Ace Gods gaming wristbands this week.
We banned up.
Yeah, so any of you people who think you're Ace Gods, but you're not really Ace Gods, now we know who's official and who's not. So, shout out to everybody.
Plus, we got a roster.
Yeah, we have a
Like,
whole roster, but
just the
I've
other
seen.
day, I hopped in the lobby and I seen all these people with HG clan tags. And I'm like, I hope that don't stand for Ace Gods.
Nah. I mean, we're gonna have fans, bro, so it's okay, but like.
We don't have fans, we have supporters.
Supporters, my fault. We have supporters, so.
And we don't mind y'all supporting, just don't lie. Don't
Yeah.
say, oh yeah, like we're part of the Ace Gods. We're not, you're just not.
You're not. You're not.
And shout out the Ace God Drippo.
Ooh.
He show love on every single one of our podcasts. Every
Literally.
single one. He always hit us up, like, yo, yeah, I'm watching. Shout out every supporter that we have that
Literally.
always watch our like y'all don't these things is a little hard for us. It's more nervous. Now that we know we're talking to, I mean, like,
People.
legit, we have 30 people. Legit 30 people who at
Listen.
least listen to
Watch.
us. That's in total. Like, we don't have a big following, but we have a following. And we do this because of the following that we have. You guys support us and we want to support y'all. We want to make sure that you guys have this content
Literally.
and no matter what. Like, we really, really appreciate it. Like, we wasn't nowhere. Now, like,
Nowhere.
we legit is in
Somewhere.
standings. If anybody ever talk about teams in heist, HG is at the top of that list.
Dead ass.
Everybody know Chaotix Eric. Everybody know Rogue Grizzly. Everybody know HG. When people legit see our clan tag, they
They
back out.
leave immediately. They end up in
Like,
uninstalling the game just because.
and we told each other, we said, listen, we had did this before. Like, we started it, but we didn't know exactly how to run it, how we wanted to run it, and we had some people take like advantage of it, and then we shut down the Ace Guys, and then we reopened the Ace Guys under new management,
Literally.
which,
That was painful, but it needed to be done.
yeah, it needed to be done. We had to shut it down and reopen it. But some of the people that was in it before just got mad. Like I said before, I don't know if you guys ever, if you just like tuning into the Ace Guys, you listen to episode one, go back to episode one, because Rel definitely puts in how the Ace Guys have started. But
Definitely.
before, I used to run the Chaos Crew, and Rel Grizzly, she was running with me with the Chaos Crew, and then I wound up leaving the Chaos Crew because they was just psychopaths. So
Complete
I
psychopath.
just started up the Ace Guys, and then I said, Rel Grizzly, you gotta be my VP. And
Gotta be.
then my man ran it from there. And ever since then, we just been organizing and collecting.
So that's about it. Writing down names
But
and checking them twice. Nah, but for real, like shout out to everybody who's been rocking with us since day one. No cap. That's been.
we appreciate y'all, and this is why we're trying to get this podcast out at least Sunday, Monday, whatever time it takes for Rella to update this
Wow.
to the goddamn drive, so I
Creep.
gotta
Yo,
edit
Google, no cap if you're listening to me right now, bro. Google, if you're listening to me right now, bro, I need you to update your free storage, my guy. Like, 50 gigabytes is not enough for a podcast. You feel me?
Yeah, we are out here
Just,
grinding.
like,
'Cause we up ain't
I'm
bending.
sitting here cutting down audio to upload, just to upload the podcast, but I respect y'all because y'all still give me it for free. So, but I'm just saying.
If you add it for free.
Just saying. Please and thank you. Love Ace Gods Gaming.
You already know. But it's getting down to that time, guys. Yeah. We want to say thank you for listening. I'm happy with this podcast. And if you guys are happy with this podcast, like Rel is happy with this podcast,
I'm great, bro.
Then make sure you guys smack a like. Subscribe if you're on YouTube, if you're on Podbean or SoundCloud.
Drop a heart.
Drop a heart. Double tap. Make it look lit.
All right, man. Well, I'll see y'all in episode 9. Oh, speaking of episode 9, just before I go. Not to cut it off. But episode 9, release date of Ace Gods Games. I hope y'all stay tuned for that. Ace Gods Games is happening. Ace Gods Games is happening. So, I'll see y'all later.
If you're not an Ace God, make sure y'all tune in and apply to be an Ace God. All you got to do is send us 3 clips. I'll have my officers review it. And they'll tell you guys if you made it or not. You gotta be mature. But it's your boy Chaotic Savage the Gamer.
Rel Grizzly.
We're signing out.
Peace.